saving for retirement during down markets. And one thing specifically that we're going to talk about today is Roth conversions. But before we get into that, why is this an important topic right now?
Well, it's a great topic right now because we have seen quite a volatile market here. Yesterday, the markets were down. And as this bull market we've been in ages, we get more fragility. We get the market kind of up and down, and we're seeing that. And what we tend to tell clients is look at the bright side a little bit to something like this. Let's look at the opportunities that a down market creates.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we can bring to the table, is kind of a guide. We love to consider ourselves as guides through this process.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Think about it like this, Jared. Again, let's say you're walking on a perfectly paved pathway out through a park. Do you need a guide? Probably not. Right? Yeah. But let's say that you are doing some heavy mountain climbing or something, and you're going up rough terrain, and you're trying something that you haven't done before. That's the time to have a guide. And it's much like that in our financial world. You know, if the markets are cruising along well, it kind of lessens the impact on what an advisor can do. But let's say we get into a market like we're in now, where things are volatile. Yesterday, again, markets down. What can we do? We can step alongside and guide folks, because we've been here before. We've seen it. We've had hundreds of at-bats with different people in the last 15 years, working with different retirees in many different market cycles. And we're able to come along and say, hey, remember back in 2007 and 8, 9, those times when different strategies that we implemented made huge differences for people today.
And I think a lot of people have kind of grown accustomed to just the non-volatility, that maybe this is a great time to really reanalyze having a guide, because it's been so long since we've seen anything really, anything happen,
Absolutely. And there's, if you're coming into a volatile market and you're coming into close to retirement, utilize some help. And that's exactly what we're here to do.
Yeah. So let's talk about Roth conversions. We got five bullet points that we want to talk people through. Is it fair to say we're fans of Roth conversions?
This is one of many strategies, Jared, where we can help retirees plan out their retirement income down the road. So, and by the way, all a Roth conversion really is taking tax-deferred retirement accounts and turning them into tax-free retirement accounts, where we utilize and pay some tax today, knowing that hopefully, potentially, they will grow, and someday that growth will come out in a tax-free manner.
And in most people's situations, that's your 401k and a traditional IRA.
Traditional IRA, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, so go ahead.
If we're doing it right, by the way, Jared, and we're saving from a young age all the way up, the myth that we're going to be in a lower tax bracket someday, I think is just that. It's a myth, right? If we're starting early and we're putting money away, we've got to be concerned about future tax rates and our future tax brackets if we're actually following good advice and putting money away.
Gotcha. So Roth conversions, five things we like about them. What's the first one?
Well, the first one and first thing to consider when looking at Roth conversions is don't do it all in one year.
Right.
You'll have room in a tax bracket. It's important to understand where your tax brackets are and understand how much income is there in the next tax bracket up, and only convert enough to kind of keep you where you want to be.
Right. So you'll look at people's tax brackets, their incomes, and then we'll say we're only going to convert over X amount or a portion this particular year and do the next portion next year.
Make an informed decision, knowing all your options. And many times that means we don't do it all in one year.
Gotcha. What's the second one?
Well, the second thing is just it's more of a misconception. A lot of high earners have always been told by their CPA or whomever, it's like, I'd be nice to put money into a Roth IRA, but I can't do it because my income's too high. And there is no income limit for Roth conversions. So you're able to do that regardless of what your income is. You can do that conversion from a traditional to Roth.
That's not a sneaky way, but that's kind of a strategic way to get money into a Roth if you're a big income earner, right?
Absolutely.
Because what you're saying is once you had a certain income, you can't have a Roth IRA. That's interesting.
Right. Yep.
Okay, what's the third one?
Third one is you can convert this at any age. There's no age limit there. So at any age without penalty, a lot of people are like, well, if I'm going to pull money out of my IRA to convert it, I'll pay this 10% penalty if I'm under age 59 and a half. That's not the case. So any conversion, yes, you'll have to pay tax on that, but no 10% penalty regardless of your age.
Right, because 59 and a half is kind of that mythical like threshold with all these penalties with Roth IRAs.
Well,
right?
No, the 59 and a half is when you're able to take money out of a tax deferred. So this is either an IRA, regular IRA, or a 401k without paying the 10% penalty because you're too young.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. What's the fourth one?
Fourth one is, I think this is a key one for our clients and our retirees, is Roths don't generate taxes in retirement.
That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't generate our required minimum distributions. There's no minimum amount that you have to take out. You can use it when you want to, and it's not going to create more taxable income, which for a lot of people means more of their Social Security's tax. They move into tax brackets they don't want to be. You have that big purchase someday, and you want to take out a large sum of money from your IRA. Well, you're always thinking, well, what's this going to cost me in taxes? With a Roth, no tax. You just get the full amount.
Yeah, so you're not dealing with RMDs. You're not dealing with your Social Security being affected. That's huge.
That's a huge
shelter that, no offense against our government, but I mean, you are really protecting that money against taxes in the government.
It's the most powerful way to save and get a great tax-free return.
Yeah, cool. That's number four. What's the last one?
Last one, probably my favorite. We're always talking about true wealth, right? And how our money impacts the next generation through legacy planning. And this is, most clients, if we ask them what's most important to you, we get a lot of, my kids, my family, my heirs. We want to make sure that they're set up well into the future. And your heirs don't pay tax on these investments.
So it's
either.
The same. So on it's
a
basically Roth,
exactly.
Same.
Roth IRA, kids get to take it tax-free. I think it's a phenomenal thing for your legacy.
Because again, if you were to pass that along after you die, and it's in a tax-deferred account.
A regular traditional IRA or 401k, or the regular. Yep.
Then when as they take that
money. They take it, they will have to pay tax, and you might be messing up their tax bracket.
Right.
And a lot of our clients say, well, no, we'd rather get them, get them the Roth.
So if it's in the Roth aspect, when it gets passed along, do they get that whole chunk at one time, or does it depend on how the logistics of the documentation?
Well, they can withdraw when they want to,
okay,
tax free, but they might want to not do that all at once either.
Gotcha.
Just to keep some of that tax deferral going for their own.
Oh, gotcha,
benefit.
Gotcha. But if they want to take it, there's no tax.
Yeah, no tax.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well,
it's another reason why we love them,
yeah,
and another reason why you want to look at the whole picture together. And the reason we even started talking about this at the beginning of the show is, when the markets are down, let's say we go through a 10% pullback or whatever, like we had in December, okay? A drop last December would have been an opportune time to do a Roth conversion,
yeah,
because you already saw a pullback in the market. You're doing it on the cheap. And then when that potential return comes back, it's all coming back tax-free,
sure,
in the Roth.
People want to come in and talk to us. What's the nature of that conversation?
Well, first, just gathering information. First meeting, no obligation, no cost. We just want to sit down and get to know your situation, because the Roth conversion might not even fit you. We need to know,
sure,
your situation and just help you. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah, cool. If you want help, give us a call, 222-4236. You can always check us out online at tejasfinancial.com. And I say this every week, just stop by our office. We're open from 8 o'clock until 4:30 every afternoon on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. We'd love to chat with you and get you on our schedules. Have a great afternoon. I'm Jared Sebestik. We will see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Tejas Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at tejasfinancialgroup.com. Tejas Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through HD Vest Insurance Agency, LLC. 6333 North State Highway 161, 4th floor, Irving, Texas, 75038. Phone number 972-870-6000. Tejas Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.